Hello, Truth Finders. It's the Ghost. Welcome to Stranger World, where we are taking a look at what others are claiming to be true, and together we're trying to find answers. And so here, we're not only trying to find what's true, we're trying to see if what this person knows is real at all. We're trying to help her figure out. It's not something that happened, it's something that's happening now. You're right there with me, guys. Today is part two of Audrey's story. We talked last night, and she definitely had more to say. So take a listen to this in her own words, and together we can help figure out what's going on here. Thanks for showing up again today. And again, this is in her own words. Ever since that one night, two Chardonnays, home by nine and bed by 10, it's been like one big day that won't end. Or night, rather, because it's sort of like living in a dream and a nightmare at the same time. Please listen to part one, by the way, if you haven't done so, so that you can understand where I started from. This is part two, where I start living it. Part two is where I feel I started living my rude awakening. And I'm not going to beat around the bush here. I felt as though something happened to me from the get-go. That night that I was out with my friends, and then there was that thunderstorm. Even though, I'll admit, after I got the news, I was struggling with what the reality of the situation actually was. My boyfriend and I, okay, we had a plan. We knew we were giving it 2 years before we were going to settle in together and start our lives as one. In 2 years, I was to become Mrs. Aiden Jackson, young white girl coming together with a young black man on the move. I'm from Florida, Aiden's from Georgia, and we met at Emory University. Audrey and Aiden. Yep, we had big plans, and so far, we had it all going for us. We were doing the young work thing, building our careers with the hopes of a long, happy, and secure life together. But suddenly, I became two. The only logical answer, of course, is that my careful planning had a flaw somehow. Somehow, I got pregnant anyway. Still stunned, that first day when I went home sick, I didn't even tell Aiden what else was going on. I didn't say a thing over the phone when we talked, actually. I just couldn't. I was so overwhelmed that all I really wanted to do at any moment was just tuck up in blankets, cover my face, and disappear. I felt completely out of my mind. Why on earth would I be reacting this way? Why would I even be thinking what I'm thinking? I mean, of course, I could have just gotten pregnant. Birth control does fail. Why should it be any different right now? But then again, I was having all these extra feelings. You know, I was sore. I had a headache. I know my hair and nails were different. And you don't get to 4 months pregnant without noticing, at least not normally. I was physically fit and in tune with my body. I didn't really have any signs that stood out to me before that day. The funny thing was that while some people might feel scared, you know, about an unplanned pregnancy in general and at a younger age, I was more terrified about what I was thinking about this pregnancy, and that went to a level I have never felt before. When my boyfriend came home and I wanted to tell him what I thought, it got even worse for me. I already thought I was going crazy, and surely he was going to. What would this do to our future? But how could I shake these thoughts? I mean, could I? If you knew Aiden, you'd love his sense of humor and his dedication to his physical fitness. He had a well-rounded life. He's the kind of guy that will tackle anything, and he feels good about it, great about it. I feel safe with him. But what do you think of his special girl telling him that she thought there was foul play of the non-human kind? I couldn't shake this feeling, and all I knew was that I had to share it with him. I was very, very scared about what he was going to say. After a few days off from that very first day that I told you about the first time, I mean, I still went to work. I immediately changed my style of clothing because I was too uncomfortable in the stuff I normally wear, but I was determined to keep going. You know, I had hopes that my hormones were maybe just out of control, and so, therefore, so was my imagination. Seriously, being impregnated by an alien just sounded ridiculous, even if I said it just in my head, not to mention out loud. But there was a reason I was feeling it, and I knew that too. I'm a rational person who's on top of her responsibilities. I enjoy life. So unless I had acquired an unknown mental issue that night, there was definitely something odd there that was making me not be able to come to terms with what my gut was telling me. No matter what I tried to think or do, the feelings were just too strong. I'll jump ahead here now to when Aiden came home, because that's really the highlight of what I wanted to touch on here today. When you want to tell someone something extremely crazy without sounding crazy, it's very stressful. I mean, Aiden and I, we love alien movies and things just like other people. They're entertaining. At the same time, we were both on the edge of what we believed and did not believe, as far as extraterrestrials go, that anything like this could happen. But because we are so logical, it would go against our natural state of thinking if we fully believed that there were no other beings out there anywhere. But for the most part, we did think a lot of it was hype, you know, some people wanting attention, something that's good for TV ratings. But what was really going on? Well, we were convinced that certainly if aliens came, the world would know. So honestly, we really weren't that worried about it. It's not something we sat around and thought about. So basically, while he was still gone, while Aiden was still on his business trip, I just hid behind the fact that, hey, I'm under the weather. But then he got home. So I started this whole thing started on a Wednesday. So on Friday night, he came back and I figured it's go time. I had to tell him. I didn't have any other secrets from Aiden, so why keep this? I trusted Aiden with everything that I was. So why not trust him now? Well, of course, because I thought I sounded completely ridiculous. But either way, I still had to tell him. I figured, well, okay, we'll have the whole weekend. We can sort out any of my mental issues. And then maybe by Monday, things could be normal again. I just had to dive in and do it. That's what I kept telling myself over and over. So that Friday night, sitting on our condo deck, looking out over the city, something that we like to do on Friday nights while we kind of decided what to do for dinner and everything else. First off, I reject the glass of wine he offers me, which is already strange, and he takes notice. And then I tell him, we need to talk. And I won't go into all the details of everything that was said because, you know, if you've been in a relationship, which most of you probably have, there are a lot of things that go back and forth before you get into the entire point. And that night was no different. You know, through my roundabouts way of talking, Aiden finally put it together that I was pregnant. And I mean, he was confused, very surprised. But like the Aiden that he is, he was very supportive and said that we would work it out and that life throws us curveballs because that's the way we're supposed to go. We would be okay, he said. We would definitely be okay. And I mean, he's saying all of this while tears are just running down my face. And I'm sure at first he thought they were tears of joy and happiness, but they were tears of fear. Anyone ever felt that? So all was well and good right then, until I told him that I even had more to say. I just went on. I dove in, like I said. I explained to him that whole first morning, what I told you basically in part one. I explained to him what happened after that, and that how I haven't even been able to keep much food down. Vegetables mostly, but certainly not your typical pregnant cravings, that was for sure. And since the first day, more had happened. Remember, I still had those few days to myself before Aiden came home. One of the first things that I wanted to do was figure out my TV, right? That first day, I went to urgent care. I'm confused. I'm shocked. So I just sit down and do the natural thing. I want to watch TV. I'm trying to figure out what happened to that morning. And just have it on because I'm alone. And, you know, you can have the TV on in the background. Somehow you don't feel that alone. Well, I needed it at that time more than ever. What I realize is that there's just some sort of interruption overall. I mean, my small devices worked, but as things got bigger around my condo, I noticed there were a few things that just wouldn't work after that event, at least not for a while. It was about 9 p.m. that first night when my TV did come back on, as well as the lamps I had around the room, because none of that worked that morning. I had checked it all out. I decided that first night that I was going to take a bath again because I sort of wanted to do a reset, maybe redo what happened the night before and things would start to make more sense. Take a bath, crawl into bed, watch your favorite shows, and doze off to sleep. Sounded like a great idea. I mean, I already knew I had the next day off, So maybe it was just a reset that I needed. Maybe I just needed a break. Maybe I was just having some kind of anxiety attack of the mind because, you know, I was under a lot of work pressures as of late. But the bath kind of squashed that idea, I have to tell you. I started looking at my body. I wanted to inspect for any more abnormalities. I already had the bruise on my ankle, which I knew about. I still had no idea how it got there. My hair and nails, I had noticed that, and I'd accepted it already. Who knows? Maybe the protein shake I had a few days before really kicked in or something, right? I couldn't explain it, but I was kind of over it. I'd accepted it. I couldn't even think about that now as I searched for more clues on my own self. I was a little disappointed when I didn't find too much. The bruise at my ankle wasn't that awesome. That was on my right side. When I really inspected what was going on with my left leg, I could see small traces of redness by my left ankle that were similar to the bruise on my right. Then flashes of me being strapped down in a bed filled my head. I'm thinking my imagination really has gone crazy, but I kept pursuing my hunt for clues. I looked down at my stomach. It was different. There was no doubt it was different. As I told you, Aiden is very into physical fitness, and he's taken me along on that ride. I was physically fit, or what I thought was good at the time, and I felt good. But when I looked down at my stomach, I had this perfectly shaped little dome of an abdomen. Not much that you would notice if I had clothes on. You might think maybe I gained a pound, but it wasn't that big of a deal. But it was there. It was definitely there. And it felt different than any flesh around it. My perfect little dome. I looked down on it, and the feeling of terror came back, rushing through my body. What was in there? I wanted to know, and I didn't want to know. I put my head back, and I tried to relax with my arms up on the side of the tub, and then that's when I noticed the bump. On the underside of my forearm, my left forearm, I saw this bump. It wasn't big, but I'd never noticed it before, and what the heck was it? I took my right hand, and I softly brushed it over the bump. It was small, but it felt hard in the middle, like a BB from a BB gun, and it was surrounded by some soft tissue or something. But I know that I can't justify this thing as a bug bite or something, because there's definitely something inside of it. And my instinct, my intuition, whatever you want to call it, wouldn't let up. No, this was not normal. This is happening, and it's not okay. Well, okay, guys, that's the share today. Last night, when I was talking to Audrey, she was very emotional, and so I'm very proud of her for being able to get even this much out. There's definitely more to come. I'm talking to Audrey later again today. Stick with the story, guys. Let's see where this is headed. Let's get Shadow Ops on the project, and let's try to figure out what all is happening to Audrey. Thank you again for listening today, and I will be back to share with you more of this story. And I will talk to you all soon.